Hong Kong is often called the Manhattan of Asia, and Hong Kongers, like New Yorkers, have a reputation as being brash, business-minded types. But when SARS hit earlier this year, many people were confined to their homes with something they'd never had before, time on their hands to think, not least about their priorities in life. As a result, there's been a huge rise in people volunteering for community projects in Hong Kong. NPR's Rob Gifford reports the hub of Asian capitalism may just be becoming a slightly gentler place.
Carmen Lam is what many would consider a typical Hong Konger. Director of sales and marketing for the Shangri-La hotel chain, she gives a lot to her career, whether sitting in her spacious office overlooking Hong Kong Harbour or on the road around the region. But then, a few months ago, along came SARS.
I've been grounded for nearly 2 months. So yes, it sort of made me slow down a little bit and sort of re-identify for myself. You know, what is the meaning of life?
With time on her hands, Lam and two friends decided they needed to do something to help people overcome the fear of SARS, but also to get people involved in helping Hong Kong back on its feet. So they set up Fear Busters, a group of mainly professional people with skills in all sorts of areas who are giving their time free of charge to programs in the community.
It's really amazing because before this, you know, you would never even think of asking a busy businessman to take part in a community project because, you know, you're afraid that that guy must think that I'm a cuckoo or something. Whereas now, when you actually talk about it and you explain why you're doing it and you explain why you think they would be good at it, you know, they actually buy in.
SARS has changed people's thinking, Lam says. 140 people came to the first meeting of Fear Busters, and the movement is growing fast. Some of the projects are very simple, such as the Smile Campaign, just trying to lift people's spirits in a time of huge psychological stress. Then there's My Pledge, getting people to pledge a certain amount of their time to community work. Lam is also donating her time and experience to a campaign to promote post-SARS Hong Kong as a safe tourist and business destination.
Over there, you saw down a black corridor, right? I mean, you know, this is the back end of some of these shops and retail space. It's pretty awful and it smells a bit bad.
A key example of the new volunteer spirit in Hong Kong is Christine Low. Today, she's organized a group of volunteers to come out to one of the territory's most run-down housing projects and see what needs to be done. There have been several SARS cases here. Next door to it is the infamous Amoy Gardens building, where more than 300 people were infected in late March through a leaky sewage system. Christine Low runs Civic Exchange, a public policy think tank that aims to promote civic education on important social issues and propose solutions to the Hong Kong government.
With SARS, I think there is a wider group of not the usual suspects who are interested to do to contribute to community work. I'm seeing a wider, newer group of people who before we didn't know. So I'm not sure that they're the sort of usual suspects who are helping with community work all the time.
Today's group includes the head of the British Chamber of Commerce in Hong Kong, several volunteers from Low's think tank, and several businessmen, including management consultant Jeremy Kidner, for whom volunteering is a very new thing.
The first time. But I think behind that is a realization that, and I think this comes from the SARS thing, that we should do more from the community rather than just go our own sweet way, which is the normal Hong Kong way. So in a way, I would hope that I'm typical of many people, that other people would take this on themselves to do the same thing.
Kidner's concern, though, is when SARS goes away, whether people will still be volunteering their time and effort and giving more to charity, or whether they'll revert to the old every-man-for-himself Hong Kong lifestyle. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Hong Kong.